When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So under your number I wrote "Come for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention,
yeah.
But you overlooked me somehow.
This was a good one. I was into this song because it's what you want out of a song. You want "Look at me now." Didn't like me in high school, but now I'm Toby Keith. Rest in peace, Toby Keith. We lost Toby Keith today. Sad. You know, I mean, the guy struggled with cancer, stomach cancer, for a long time. And he died this morning, I believe, 62 years old. Didn't realize how big he was. Like, I was reading, you know, I'm not a huge country guy, but I knew Toby Keith, of course, and seemed to have, like, a huge amount of hits on the country charts, you know?
Yeah, since the early 90s.
Yeah, he was a big deal. I mean, I guess I know him mostly from being, like, you know, the one who fought with the Dixie Chicks. You know, that was, like, his big thing, right? When they said that thing, it all seems like such a weird time. The Dixie Chicks said something along the lines of, "We're not proud of George Bush either." Mm-hmm. And everybody, "They gotta die." And then he jumped on, like, "They gotta die."
He made a diss track, I think.
Yes, but then he changed later in life. Didn't he say, I apologize to the Dixie Chicks? I think he went another direction later in life, if I'm not mistaken, but anyway, sad to see anybody go at such a young age, 62 years old, and you know, was probably having a good life, Toby Keith. Had like a chain of bars. Mm-hmm. I love this bar, Toby Keith's.
Yep,
I love this bar. They were like in malls and stuff. I don't know if they're still going, but you know, they were around. Toby Keith, I love this bar, and there you have it, Toby Keith, rest in peace. I mean, I hope you're as I always say, Alex, I hope you had a good life. I hope you look back on it, whether you die at 62 or 102. Hope you look back on it and going, you know what? All in all, it was pretty good. He was born in Clinton, Oklahoma, and I believe he lived in Oklahoma his entire life. His birthday is July 8th, and he died today. There you have it. He's got a wife, and he's got quite a few kids. So anyway, I hope. Everybody will be able to deal with his loss, and you know, we'll miss him over here on Cover to Cover. Who didn't like Toby Keith? I don't have any beef with Toby Keith.
No.
So there you have it. Here we are Tuesday, Cover to Cover, late. Sorry it's late. We're getting it out as soon as possible. Alex has appointments. He has appointments, everybody. He tells me he has appointments. I got appointments. I have to be at appointments. It was half my fault because I was moving the schedule around. But then he was just like, "Oh, I got my appointments." What these are, I have no idea. I believe it's some sort of back guy. He's got like a back person now, a guy to massage his back, and he goes and gets back work done. So
yeah,
there you have
I'm
it.
A budding tennis star. And
yeah,
I'm
right.
Rotated.
So, yeah. So that's the situation. He was, so we had to start late because my daughter's school has been closed due to rain.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys think we're pussies out here in Los Angeles because we freak out when it rains, but it's a lot of rain.
Yeah.
It's as a matter of fact, I saw it today right here in Tarzana. It's 11 inches of rain. so far. And it's raining pretty hard right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 11 inches. And then we had a considerable amount last week. And it's just the ground can't handle it anymore. So it starts. We're on mountains and stuff here. We're not met like many of your shitty areas with no, you know, mountains or flat. Yeah, when to that, okay? So when it rains here, we start to slide. Shit starts to slide. Fortunately, I'm in an area where it's got to slide pretty bad in order to get to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sliding not far from here. Studio City I've seen and a couple of other places and some sinkholes and stuff like that. Who knows? I mean, we've been getting a lot of rain over the last 3 years. We were in a horrible drought there for a long time. Looked like we were never going to see rain ever again. And then it just started to deluge, Alex, for like the last 3 winters have been just nonstop rain. And it's good. I guess we need it. It's fine. I mean, as long as my house doesn't, my house is good. We have no leaks, no nothing. Everybody's got, aren't you like, in the street now?
Pretty
like
much.
Your place is like completely torn
apart.
Half
of my bedroom is wet carpet.
Oh, I mean, what a nightmare. And this is in North Hollywood. This is he's back to wet carpet. You see? It all ended how it begins. He started on wet carpet in Koreatown, and now he's back on wet carpet in North Hollywood. Sometimes it's hard to escape wet carpet. There's nothing worse than wet carpet. It's the worst. They got to put that big blower in there. And tear out walls and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the worst. I mean, the guys who I would imagine have the best time during the is like sheetrock guys, like drywall guys.
Yeah,
I mean, they got to be killing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's house is leaking. Everybody's, but this one still pretty good.
Yeah,
watch now.
Good bones.
Now the roof will fall in as we're talking. So anyway, enough about that. You've probably seen the stories and heard all about our atmospheric river. And I know you guys don't care. You guys all want California to die anyway. So, I mean, I got it. What can we talk about? I mean, I didn't have a ton of time because my daughter's school is closed. So I've had her all day. Mm-hmm. I've had her yesterday. I had her today. Tomorrow they say the school's going to open. My daughter's school's like up on a mountain. And, you know, it could slide off at any time. So they say they feel like it's secure and they're ready to have the kids back. And they better. I mean, I don't care if it slides into the street. I need her to go to school.
Yeah.
I had to take her to had a doctor's appointment today.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take her with me to that.
Are you okay?
Everything's fine, Alex. Everything's fine. It was just a checkup of my face.
Okay.
He said it looks good, unlike you.
It looks good.
He was like, "Oh man, I've never seen." I told you he was going to say that. So this is an amazing turnaround.
Yeah.
And when we dug a hole out of your face, and you look like nothing ever happened. Mm-hmm. So thank you. That's what I try to tell everybody. Thank you to everyone who. And then today, of course, I forgot we had the P.O. box. I was like, "Oh, I should go check this P.O. box." And I walk in, and the guy's like, "Hey, Mr. Frangiola, we have some packages for you." I'm like, "Oh no!" So he gives me a couple of packages. And it's people have sent already. I mean, when did we announce the P.O. box? Like 3 days ago?
Yeah.
Well, we already got something from the people over at Patagonia. Patagonia gave us a friends and family discount card. Ariana Naban. I remember these. I met her and her. I think it's her husband. They both work at Patagonia. And they said, go and get yourself 40% off.
40. We're friends and family.
Yeah, friends and family. Go to Patagonia, get yourself 40% off. That was very nice of her. Thank you, Ariana. We'll see you out there live soon. I forget what city we saw you in, but I remember meeting you. And then we got a couple of nice Happy New Year cards. You know, maybe they were probably hanging on to them. Who have we got? John and Kathy and Amanda, Nacho and Scrappy.
Ooh.
Happy New Year. Love the podcast. Been listening since day one. Matthew Bermudez, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, sent a big, nice Play-Doh set to Beckett.
Nice.
Yeah, it was from the joke that I do about, I wish my daughter plays with Play-Doh. He wrote that on the card.
Mm-hmm.
And a big, giant Play-Doh set. I didn't give it to her today because I didn't feel like dealing with Play-Doh today. So I opened it, saw it, and I put it in the closet.
Yeah.
And we'll do it another time. I didn't want to. Play-Doh was going to be too much for me today. Had to go yesterday to one of the... If you guys remember the story I told about the dragon fight, the fight with the dragon and the dad at one of the children's birthday parties, the dragon fight happened at a place called Kids Empire. Mm-hmm. The dragon is the mascot of Kids Empire. Kids Empire is an indoor playground. You know, you guys probably have in your neighborhood too. I don't know who put it together, like who put Kids Empire together. I'm talking literally about the things, you know, that they run through, like who put them together. Because it looks like it's been put together by a couple of ex-convicts who just, you know, wanted to make a couple of bucks. Mm-hmm. But whatever. She loves it. She gets in there and she loves it. And it's a way for me. But I have to go in too. You know, I tell her, go to the kids. Go talk to the kids. But some kid, you know, kids, like 7-year-olds, don't want to talk to 4-year-olds. Mm-hmm. 2-year-olds are too young. They don't do anything. So, you know, anyway, I got to crawl around inside the thing. And that's what I did yesterday, crawling around inside tunnels and going down sleds. And, you know, and I tell her, the adult's not allowed in there. Then she points out 3 adults walking around. I'm like, great, thanks a lot. Anyway, so then I get in. Anyway, finally she met 2 girls who, you know, and I don't know if my daughter's a nerd or what, you know. I see her talking to these 2 girls and they're having fun climbing around. Then I see her tell the 2 girls, I could do cool things, my daughter says this.
Yeah.
And she just like spins around and the girls are like, anybody could do that, you know. But they didn't say it. They were nice enough to not say anybody could spin around. Mm-hmm. My daughter thinks it's some sort of magical power. But, you know, these girls were 7. My daughter's 4. You know, yeah. When you're 4, you think spinning around is something. I'm learning all this. This is all new to me, Alex. You know, I don't know 4-year-olds. Mm-hmm. But we're having a nice time today. We had a nice time today. And that's it. Panda Express.
You went to Panda?
Well, that's what she wants for lunch. She loves Panda Express. So we had to go to Panda Express for lunch. Have you ever had Panda Express?
It's been a while, but yeah.
What do you think of it? I mean, I think I used to like it when you like got it in a mall, you know? You don't want to ever go to a freestanding Panda Express because I feel like that you made a concerted effort to go to a Panda Express. Mm-hmm. I think if you do it like in an airport or a mall, you're like, you know, there's only a couple options here.
Yeah.
So I'm choosing Panda Express. Then I'm going to let it slide. But if you made a concerted effort to get in your car and drive to a Panda Express, I think we got a bit of a problem. But I got to tell you, it's always been, my daughter fucking loves it. And it's just the noodles, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I can do it anymore. It's.
What do you normally get?
Well, I don't even know what to get because I get in the line and I'll go with the two
meat entree.
Thank you, Alex. Meat entree. 2 meat entree fried rice. What am I doing? I mean, I'm doing it wrong, but whatever. I said 2 meat entree fried rice. And then I don't want 2 chickens. They got chicken with mushroom, chicken. They got 8 chickens, mm-hmm. 2 steaks. The steak, both steaks look terrible. Shrimp, I don't want to be dealing with shrimp.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. So I go chicken and mushroom look nice enough. All right. She, you know, heaps that in there. What else? And I'm like, I don't know. It was like a high end plus $1.50, it says on it.
Yeah.
It's a high end product, some sort of steak thing. Because I didn't want to go 2 chickens.
Okay.
So I went some sort of steak thing. And I got it home and, you know, I'm sitting there eating lunch with my daughter. She loves the noodles. So I sit and suffer through whatever the fuck this was. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm certainly not doing myself any favors by eating Panda Express, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah. I mean, I wind up like Toby Keith if I eat too much of this shit. So I don't know. That's the situation. Anyway, there's some stories. Shamrock Shake. Are you familiar with it, Alex?
Absolutely.
It's McDonald's. I don't know what McDonald's does. Like, there's a lot of McDonald's news right now. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's an $18 Big Mac meal deal. People are freaking out about the price of McDonald's. When did it skyrocket? Where did it all go? Why is everything so expensive? I think I talked about this like a year ago. I went to a McDonald's for some reason, and I was like, whoa, when did McDonald's become $48 for, you know, me, my wife, and my daughter, like on the road driving? We pulled into a drive-through and got, you know, whatever you get. Mm-hmm. We certainly didn't get, you know, a 2 meat entree.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I thought McDonald's was 99 cents, but I guess nothing's 99 cents anymore unless. Mm. So now they're saying there's an $18 Big Mac deal, right? And in certain locations, I would imagine it's some, I don't know, San Francisco, New York City, wherever. Mm-hmm. And people are just freaking out. Now the CEO of McDonald's said, we're going to get this right, everybody. We're bringing things back down, prices back down. But am I an asshole when I say, I don't know if $18 for the Big Mac deal seems all that insane? I know it's insane compared to prices from 30 years ago, sure.
Yeah.
But like by today's standards, what are you supposed to pay? Mm-hmm. $8? I mean, I guess it's a Big Mac deal. So what's it supposed to be, Alex? What do you think?
I don't know. I think adjusted for inflation, I think 14 to 15 is fair in a lot of places. But again, if I owned one in Connecticut, that's where a lot of them are.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
I got to get my money. I mean,
so what do you what do you get for the meal deal? You get the fries, mm-hmm. the Big Mac, and a Coke or whatever, right? Yeah. And it's $18. I mean, yeah, it's a lot. I mean, if you had like a family of four or whatever, now you're having a problem. But I don't know how anybody does it. I really don't. I mean, I look at the prices of anything. Thankfully, I'm doing okay in life where, you know, an $18 Big Mac deal is not going to put me in the poorhouse. But fuck, if I was living the life I used to live, an $18 fucking Big Mac would put me...
If you're living my life?
Yeah, but put you in a poorhouse, yeah, right? Uh-huh. I mean, you gotta, it's wild. And you actually make kind of money.
Yeah.
You're not destitute either.
No.
But you live in an area where even the money you make is destitute.
Yeah. I'm looking at my tax returns like, man, I'm doing good. And then I go to the grocery store and I'm like, I'm dead.
The grocery store is insanity. Yeah. What happened?
Again.
Joe Biden's America.
Well, America.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you could blame him or whoever. I mean, is it still COVID, you know, and what do they call it? Remember what it was called? The supply chain. Is it still that?
I think it's just the inflation. I mean, no one worked for 3 years, yeah, and we all still made money miraculously, and you got to pay for it on the back end. So
that's what it is.
I think it's
just that everybody is. I don't know. I mean, yeah, and then we got to get, you know, we got to get this the organic shit and stuff like that, and it's just
Annie's.
Oh, nothing will fuck up a party like Annie's. I got to tell you, you know, Annie's, you guys probably have it too. You did. Is it who does Annie's? Is it Whole Foods
Everywhere?
It's like they do everything. Mm-hmm. Anything you like.
Yeah.
Annie's will fuck it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say you like macaroni and cheese, right? I love macaroni and cheese, whatever brand you go for.
Yeah.
Annie's comes in and they're like, yeah, oh, you like macaroni and cheese? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to make it supposedly healthier,
mm-hmm.
but it's awful.
Yeah.
You like Oreos? Yeah. Here over at Annie's, we'll fuck that party up real good. We'll come into that Oreo party and we'll give you some sort of organic Oreo shit. I mean, I haven't had a good Annie's thing ever.
No.
And yeah.
How do you mess up Goldfish?
They mess up Goldfish. They mess up everything. Mm-hmm. We got a pantry full of Annie's shit. Even my daughter doesn't like it, and she'll eat Panda Express. So yeah, it's who knows. Anyway, the Shamrock Shake, speaking back to McDonald's, is back, I guess. It's back. It comes out for St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. And is it mint? Is it mint flavored? I haven't had one in 30, 40, 50 years.
Yes. It is a slightly minty combo of vanilla soft serve, mint syrup, and a sweet whip topping.
Oh, so they put a whip topping on it. Yeah. Huh? All right. And when does it begin? Do you have any information on when it comes back?
February 5th.
February. Oh, so we're like yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, it's back. Yeah. So, all right, everybody. Well, the other thing I want to talk about is Thursday. Thursday, everybody. This is our Tuesday episode. We'll release it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday is our 300th episode. 300 hours for the most part.
Not counting Patreon.
No, and that's Patreon's another 250 or something.
Yeah.
So we are, maybe. Yeah, 280, maybe even more. We are at 300 regular episodes, 300 hours of this dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? The other thing
we're counting down French fries, baby.
You know what? And it's still, I mean, speaking of that, I have one.
Yeah.
You want a fun countdown?
Yeah.
Just as we go into our 300th, why change now? I have a good one. I think it's a good one. It might be interesting. You ready for it? Here it goes. You ready, everybody? The best and worst city. We did melting cheese, and I thought it was going to be shit.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
What cheese melts best?
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what was number one, but it was a... What was it? I forgot what it was.
I think it was a cheddar.
It was like, no, it wasn't cheddar. You ready for this, everybody? It's a little late. Did I tell you we're doing the podcast late today?
Yeah.
So I'm not all there. Mm-hmm. And then I've had my daughter for two straight days. My wife's up in Netflix headquarters up in Northern California.
Bay Area.
And, you know, doing Netflix business. By the way, I got, it finally happened. My wife was at one of the Netflix dinners and one of the other executives turned to her and said something along the lines of, what does your husband do? And I beg her never not to tell these people, because here's what happens when you tell somebody you're a comedian at like a regular person, you know, at a mm-hmm. dinner party or something, you say, my husband's a comedian. They don't think you're a successful comedian. They immediately think you're like an open mic comedian. For whatever reason, that's where their head goes to. So I always have to tell my wife, you got to sure like tell them something different, that I actually have credits and I do well, like I'm a real comedian. Or don't say anything.
Say writer.
I do. Well, that's what she used to have to say. But then, you know, I was like, for what show? And she would struggle with, I don't know which one right now. Like,
Yeah.
Anyway, it's tough. It's tough right now to say it. But anyway, she said comedian. And the woman's like, oh, yeah. I know him. Like she said my name. Mm-hmm. My wife and I don't have the same last name. Anyway, so she goes, oh, yeah, I know him. And she goes, oh, does he want to be, I run Netflix as a joke. I run the whole thing, the whole Netflix is a joke comedy.
It's a whole brand now.
Festival.
They have a festival. They have a radio station.
I've been on the radio station many times, Fortune Feimster show.
Yeah.
But anyway, they asked if I wanted, she goes, does he want to be in Netflix as a joke? And my wife calls me, do you want to be in Netflix as a joke? I said, no, I don't want to be in
Netflix. No.
Like, I'm not going to be at the Hollywood Bowl. They're going to put me up at a bar, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Downtown.
It's the weirdest thing. You know, it's a bunch of comedians competing against each other for an audience here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. The audience is already small enough out here for comedy. Like, people don't leave the house. And we got 10,000 comedy shows going on in the same, you know, four days.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm good on that. I'll be out, like, making real money at a real comedy club on the road. I appreciate the offer, but I'm good. Mm-hmm. The only reason I would want it is because your name gets put on, like, a poster with all the other people. But then you get to see where your career is by font size. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse than festival font size to make you feel like shit.
Yeah.
You know, because here's Matt Rife. You know, you got to fucking hire a bulldozer to put the size of his letters on. And then you got down at the bottom, and you can't even read it. You got Chris Frangiola will be at, Timmy Nolan's Irish Pub in Burbank on a Tuesday afternoon. Yeah. I mean, that's what it would be.
People whisper your name.
Like, why would I possibly do that to myself? I mean, and then I'm reading all these stories. People are sending me these Matt Rife stories about, you know, some woman, some ex-porn star, Lisa Ann or something, kicked out of his show by the NYPD because she pulled out a phone or something. And then I saw some people that I knew from Long Island Post just got out of the Matt Rife show, Radio City Music Hall. Five nights sold out at Radio City Music Hall.
Whoa.
I know this has been beaten to death by everybody, comedians and everybody else. And I got it. And God bless everybody. But where did this all happen? Why and how? And I'm not begrudging Matt Rife or saying he's funny or not funny. I don't even really know his work. Mm-hmm. But I just, like, how is it just hype? It's just hype, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be just hype.
It's just someone good pushing you.
And then I read today, iHeart, our company that our podcast is under, the iHeart Radio umbrella, Alex, we're under. Mm-hmm. They have the nominees for the podcast awards, the iHeart Radio Podcast Awards, and the nominees are, and we didn't get nominated.
We didn't?
We didn't get nominated for anything. We didn't even get, like, I never even heard a word about it. Nobody even talked to me. Nobody said, now listen, I know we're not going to be nominated against Julia Louis-Dreyfus or Jason Bateman and those guys, because that's who's nominated, those people. Now, you know what I've always said about podcasting. Let it be. It was for us. It was for comedians at the end of their rope who had nowhere else to turn. It was over. They were seriously considering a late in life career change to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
And a podcast was a last ditch effort to just stay afloat.
Yeah.
And some worked and some didn't. Some people didn't stay afloat.
And we were mocked.
Absolutely mocked. Especially in this town. Still kind of mocked. But then the celebrities started coming into it because they're like, well, I mean, let's face it. It's not what it used to be. The celebrityism, the pay, the TV pay, the all this, it's just not what it used to be. So now they're like, what now? I mean, I just saw David Spade and Dana Carvey. They started another one. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first one was so successful, they started another one.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, I mean, why would they go back to TV shows or movies when they could do this from their living room and make, I don't know, I guarantee those guys who do, what is the one with Jason Bateman and Smartless with Jason Bateman, Will Sean Arnett. Hay, Will Arnett.
Yeah. They're nominated.
Of course they are. I mean, it's the biggest podcast in the world. And I honestly believe that those guys have made more money from that podcast than any of them did in
anywhere,
like any movie or any TV show they've ever done. I think they made some sort of $90 million deal with somebody. And now they're touring and whatever else. So they're nominated. I see my friend Fortune Feimster's nominated for the podcast that her and Tig do. I think they've done 10 episodes of it. Yeah. And it's gotten nominated for Best Podcast. Like, you gotta let it. I'm not that it's bad. I mean, Fortune's great. But, I mean, we're 300 episodes in here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see where Handsome is at 300 episodes.
Yeah. What about Scamanda?
Who that?
I think it's a podcast about scams hosted by a girl named Amanda.
Scamanda. Of course. Yeah.
That's my best guess.
Well, I mean, they break it down into so many different categories, mm-hmm. but the one category we would have been in, I guess, is comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Not that this episode is very funny at all, but... But who's best comedy? They have it. Let's give a list of who is it. This is the iHeart. It's going to be on television. The iHeart Podcast Awards will be televised.
Wow.
On like Fox or something.
Yeah. Best comedy.
Here we go.
Baby, this is Keke Palmer.
Keke Palmer. Now she's a star, right? Mm-hmm. She's on television or movies or something.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. It's Keke Palmer.
Yep. Handsome.
That is Fortune's podcast with Tig Notaro.
Smartless.
That's those guys.
Mm-hmm. This is important.
Okay, who's that?
There's way too many for them to give any details.
Yeah, okay.
And then something was wrong. Or no, I'm sorry. Why Won't You Date Me?
Oh, that's a Nicole Byer, comedian. Yeah.
And those are the nominees for comedy.
Well, let me tell you what this is and why we're not involved. And I get it. It's best not to be.
Mm-hmm.
But this is all agency run. Like this is, they call up APA or one of the big agencies and say, who do you got? Mm-hmm. To be podcast people. And I would say, okay, I understand. But we're at iHeartRadio. We're iHeart.
Yeah.
The people who are running this show, wouldn't you say, and we're a big podcast at iHeart. I mean, I know they're bigger. Those guys you just mentioned are all probably bigger, but we're pretty big.
We're not hurting.
No. So throw something our way. We're iHeart, for God's sakes. We're in the building.
Mm-hmm.
The phone call's coming from inside the house, Alex.
Yes.
But we got nothing. And anyway, it's what are we going to do? Have to go to this thing?
Yeah.
You know, walk a red carpet. Who are you again? Frangiola? So can you spell it? F-R? Like, I don't, it's just, I don't need to be. I've been humbled too many times in this life. I don't need to be humbled by a comedy festival font mm-hmm. or you know, people asking how to spell my name on a red carpet. Those days are over. I'm sitting in my house eating Panda Express with my daughter. That's how I'm going out.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
I love it.
Thank you. And you're sitting in your wet house.
Yeah.
Like they've already started the work?
They started today.
Well, don't you think they should wait till the rain stops?
That's a part of the argument.
Like it's just going to keep raining.
I have become the pariah of the building because I've just started. I was very cool the first 6 months, but now you got to be a squeaky wheel to get some grease. Uh-huh. And... yeah, I brought that up, and they said, well, we'll rip the carpet up, and we'll finish it later.
So...
my bed is in the living room against the wall.
Wasn't it always?
I mean...
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
wow.
But
I mean, is there ever thought of getting out? Like, I'm done with this place. We gotta go.
It's that's why I'd actually asked you if you had any flexibility tomorrow, because we got some viewings tomorrow.
It's time.
Yeah.
I get the strangest text from Alex. I don't know. I maybe it's me. I'll read you one, and you tell me what the hell this means. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this at about.
I use well placed commas.
I'm looking at about 8 o'clock. I start looking at these things, and I was like, "What is he talking about?" Okay, this is what I got. Okay. He writes, "Hey, you have your gardener on Wednesday, right?" I do.
Mm-hmm. That normally gets in the way. We hear it. So
what time do you need to leave for Beckett?
Mm-hmm.
What time do you need to leave for Beckett? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
We're trying to look at a place near your house. Oh, I didn't know you were looking at apartments. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Got it.
Sorry.
Last night you didn't tell me that, so no. I don't know what I look at a place near my house. And mm-hmm. I had no idea what that meant. I can do it next week, just trying to apply early.
Yeah, you got to get
okay,
in.
Okay, now that you told me that, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But last night I was like, did this guy fall on the keyboard? Like, none of these words make sense. So I write him back. I don't understand this question. And, you know, I tried to, anyway. And of course you send Alex a text and he sends you text back. 4 hours later. Oh, just saw this. Just saw it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Everything cool or whatever? And it's like, oh, just forget it.
You know, I am one of the happiest people I know. And I think it's because I can go 4 hours without looking at my phone.
I know. I can't believe people can. I really can. And God bless those who can. I always like to begin the year by clearing out my closet. But this year, I'm also upgrading it with pieces that will last beyond the season from Quince. Quince creates timeless essentials that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Isn't that true, Alex?
You know how much
I love Quince. And I hate to just read the script that they give me because I actually use Quince. You people have seen me in my quarter zip,
mm-hmm.
Mongolian cashmere. I go with a gray because I think it goes with everything, but they have a lot of colors to choose from. The Mongolian cashmere is about as soft and as nice as you could wear. I mean, you could wear it without a shirt underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to get the nipple chafe or whatever. That's how good this Mongolian cashmere is. They got sweaters, they got sheets, they got pillowcases, they got everything. It's all quality stuff at half the price of, normal, you know, crazy stores.
Competitors.
I love Quince. Quince also works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. That's always good, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% off similar brands. Alex gets the socks.
Merino wool.
You know, I looked at the socks yesterday. I was mm-hmm. going, I'm getting a new quarter zip from Quince. And I got to tell you, people, the first one on them, admittedly. This one, I bought it all myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how much I love Quince. I'm putting down real money. And Alex, I see you went with the socks. They're like $90 for, what do you get, 12, 14 pairs?
12 pack of merino wool
wearing
socks.
Wearing them right now with this cold and rain out there?
Absolutely.
Working for you? There you go. You couldn't have got a better endorsement than that right there. Alex Kahn loves the socks. Merino wool. Get them now while there's still some winter left. I'm telling you, I know we have a large female listener base. Go out and get your husbands, boyfriends, whomever, Valentine's Day. Get them the quarter zip. Let me tell you what the quarter zip does for your husband. It immediately classes them up. Here's how I recommend wearing it. Wear the quarter zip, then put a jacket over the zip, okay? Of leather, a denim. And next thing you know, you're like, oh, all of a sudden you're hipped out. You're not even trying and you're more hipped out than you used to be. Okay, the quarter zip says to me, it says to the other people looking from afar, they see the quarter zip from Quince, Mongolian cashmere, mm-hmm. and they go, oh, this guy's got health insurance. This is what we're looking at. So that's the type of look you're going for, and I think it's going to give you exactly what you need. So go over, and here comes a call to action from Alex to tell you exactly what to do, how to do it, and what you're going to get for being cover-to-cover listeners. Go ahead, Alex.
Upgrade your closet with Quince. Go to quince.com/cover for free shipping and 365-day returns on your order. That's quince.com/cover to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/cover. Thank you, Quince.
Boom. Nailed it. You know what I don't like, Alex? I just saw one today. I'm seeing the Super Bowl commercials already.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Because I think they know.
I know they need to get as many eyes on it as possible. But the fun of the Super Bowl commercials was it was a surprise to see Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer in a commercial already.
Yeah.
You know, for I think it's Uber Eats or whatever. Uber Eats is throwing some money around. Ooh. Damn. I mean, they got the biggest stars in the world. I mean, these people who don't do stuff together. They got David Beckham and his Victoria Beckham. She never shows a face. I haven't heard the woman speak in 25 years, but she is in a commercial. That David Beckham, he ages like avocado, huh? I mean, all of a sudden he was like the most gorgeous guy in the world. And then I look at him now and I'm just like, when did he become like this weird, like really bad hair dye?
Mm-hmm.
Like he's really dyed his beard and his hat and his hair.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong? I mean, he's still kind of a good looking guy, but it just, I feel like the English, they hit a wall hard.
Yeah.
Hard and fast.
But don't you remember, he kind of wasn't much until he met her anyway. Like, she spruced him up, you know. She remodeled the apartment
that
there.
That could be true. But anyway, he now is a little too dyed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I think he should probably go, you know, let a little of the gray out. I don't think it would look too bad on him.
No.
But they seem to have an Uber Eats commercial. Everybody's got an Uber Eats commercial.
You know Bic, the lighter company?
Yeah.
They got Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart, and Willie Nelson doing Bic lighters.
I know, yeah. That's
that's a big
it's
one.
It's like the flame one lights weed or whatever. Yeah, they've been doing that one. Willie Nelson hasn't, but the two of them have been in it for a little bit. But yeah, I like the surprise of the commercials on the Super Bowl, but I just saw the Schwimmer Jennifer Aniston one today.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the David Beckham, Victoria Beckham one today.
I got a list of some of them. You want some more?
Let's hear them. I want to hear them.
BMW has Christopher Walken.
Okay.
And Ashley Park from Emily in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
DoorDash.
Okay. Yeah.
Doesn't seem to have anybody.
Uber Eats and DoorDash are both going to do commercials? They're going at it, huh?
Yeah. They're just showcasing all the stuff they sell.
DoorDash should have me in that commercial, walking through a Hilton Garden Inn, looking for my Taco Bell that I saw has been delivered to the hotel, Alex, because they take a picture of it, but it's not in front of my door, so I have to now walk around the hotel, different floors, looking for a Taco Bell sitting outside a room because I know it's in the building.
Yeah,
because I saw the picture.
They don't leave it at the desk.
No, they take it up to your room now, and they just leave it at the door.
Just leave it at the desk.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, so,
we got Eric Andre is still alive. He's doing.
Hey, he's a big deal.
You know, drumstick ice cream.
Yeah,
he's doing a drumstick commercial.
Okay.
E-Trade's got their famous babies back.
Oh, the talking babies. Yeah, whatever. People think that's
funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Mountain Dew. Honestly,
who's Aubrey, Mountain Dew guy?
They got Aubrey Plaza.
Big deal.
Yep. Sure. It seems a lot of these honestly don't even have some star power.
Oh, Aubrey Plaza is a big deal.
Yeah. Is it America Ferrara and Addison Rae, I think?
Oh, boy, what?
They're doing.
That's big. That's big.
Yeah.
Who are they? What are they doing? These are all Super Bowl.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. So it's just Addison Rae, but the company is Ferrara. It's Nerds Candy, owned by Ferrara. I'm sorry. Oikos Yogurt, NFL Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp.
Who just interviewed
Williams.
Cat Williams, sure.
Uh-huh. Oreo.
Oh. The other thing is like...
Kris Jenner.
Not Caitlyn.
Cameo. No, Chris.
Oh, I would love it if it was Caitlyn.
The jokes write themselves on that one.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to find in the middle. You know what? You see what I did? Mm-hmm. I just wrote an Oreo Caitlyn joke.
Yeah.
You never know when you open up the...
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to find.
Mm-hmm.
It's me, Caitlyn. Come on, everyone. Yeah. We're having fun here. This is great.
Drew Barrymore and Jeff Probst, the host of Survivor, are doing Paramount Plus.
Okay.
Popeye's got Ken Jeong.
Oh, yeah, Ken Jeong. Go to a 7-Eleven opening. Okay, who else?
That's who we got so far.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, so there's some star power.
Yeah. Oh, T-Mobile, Jason Momoa, Zach Braff, and Donald Faison.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
T-Mobile. Hello? You couldn't call me to run around in the back? I can't be there for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm singing your praises. I haven't stopped since this podcast began, 300 episodes in. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about your crazy red. I'm talking about your T-Mobile Tuesdays. I'm talking about your free Wi-Fi on airplanes, MLB package, Hulu, Netflix, all free. You want me to keep going? Jason Momoa, big deal.
Yeah.
Star.
And then one more has been announced so far. I'm sorry. Taika Waititi.
Yeah, he's the big director.
Yeah, and Quinta Brunson.
Okay.
And that's going to be for TurboTax.
Man, Taika Waititi, he's going out that Rita Ora. Mm-hmm. He gets to go home to Rita Ora. You know, we know. She's going to be, they're trying. They're going to make her something.
And then,
you know what she's going to be? She's going to be a judge on The Masked Singer.
Probably.
Rita Ora. New she is. She's already signed on.
You called this one. You said it, and it's not a celebrity, but Anheuser-Busch is bringing back the Clydesdales. You said they need to do that a while ago.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Just a classic. Bum, 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 bum. You remember they had, that's what they did.
Yeah.
Just Clydesdales marching down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And have a Budweiser if you want it or don't. Bud Light, whatever.
I'm sorry, I missed. Tina Fey, booking.com.
Wow.
Last year they got Melissa McCarthy and her husband.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what's announced.
Listen,
so far.
McCarthy still got to drag that husband around. She's still everything she does. She's got to have that husband in everything. I mean, I guess she's just like, you know, I mean, that's, you know, I got to be on the sets and stuff. I'd rather have him with me than somebody else.
Yeah.
But she's that poor guy. I mean,
well, he can't trust her.
Well, you know, I mean, who knows?
She's out there.
But she, you know, she's got to drag that guy around. Yeah. It's just, oh my God. All right, what are you going to do? But anyway, I'm excited about the Super Bowl. I hope I'm going to get back in time for it from our travels. We're hitting the road again.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Thursday. We're in
Louisville, Kentucky.
We're in Louisville, Kentucky on Thursday. That's like tomorrow or close enough.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, how
have you been?
Oh, yes, I have been. Not been a long,
long
time.
Oh, that's right. You like the museum there, the Louisville...
The Louisville Slugger Museum, of course. I'm a baseball fanatic. I love it. It's a great city. Great city. Cool city.
Nice.
I mean, I haven't been in a long time. It's been 12, 15 years maybe. So I'm excited to be back. And we got some time. The good thing is it's one show. Come down. Louisville Comedy Club. I believe it's 7 or 8, whatever. You guys check your local listings. Mm-hmm. And get a ticket. And come on out. Louisville Comedy Club, a great brand new-ish. I don't think it's a year old.
Yeah.
But my friend owns it, and I'm excited to be back in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And where, you know, I know some people are coming, but who knows? I mean, I never know if it's going to be 50 or 500.
Yeah.
I just never know.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make any difference. I have fun regardless. We're gonna do that, and then we're going to...
Yeah.
So then we could actually go out and have like a Bud Light or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I sometimes go old fashioned now, Alex. I do Knob Creek old fashioned.
Ooh, Knob's my drink. Yeah, I like that.
That's what I've been doing lately. Yeah. Knob Creek old fashioned. Because I look cooler, you know?
Yeah.
Something
is that why there's so many oranges that are peeled in your
My wife is making limoncello currently.
Oh.
Yeah, because we have that lemon tree with so many lemons on it.
Mm-hmm.
We have 10,000 lemons here in the
good
backyard.
Lemons,
I know.
Too.
Oh, giant Meyer lemons. Yeah. And we're like, what are we going to do with all these lemons? And
your wife keeps giving them to me.
I know. Well, we give them, you know, people, they tell me lemons are expensive at the supermarket. We'll never have to buy another lemon as long as we live. But so we're making limoncello, it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes like 90 days or something to let it. So we have a closet full of bottles of limoncello. We look like moonshiners. So that's why those appealed.
Well, yeah.
Because we're making another batch of limoncello.
Be a couple moonshiners. You're heading out to, after Louisville, Lexington,
Kentucky. We're heading to Lexington for Comedy Off Broadway, which is the coolest, nicest little club. It's always such a nice weekend. I've done it twice now. The owner of the club is a really cool guy. It's a cool hotel. It's a cool, like, area. It's just a cool vibe. And I like the city a lot. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited to be back. I'm good on the road this year. I picked the cities I wanted to go to, and so far so good. And then I'll take the summer off. That's my plan is to take pretty much June, July, and August off from the road. We'll still be doing the podcast, but the road. And then I'm already booked September, October, November, December. Coming back to Long Island. Governor's loves me. The owner of the Governor's chain on Long Island loves me so much. This guy, He's like, you got to be like, it's got to be a Christmas event, like when you come back. And I'm like, yeah, I like that. I really like the idea of that. But too many friends come and they fuck it up. They fucked up the last show. I like doing my show and not having people yell out Connectquot High School and T-Birds and stuff. It just fucks up my flow, and it's no fun for the other people there.
Yeah.
So, but I know it's going to happen again. I just know it is. And so anyway, but I'm doing it, and I got Columbus, Ohio. I got Cincinnati or Liberty, whatever, outside of Cincinnati. I got Nashville coming again, Chicago coming again. In the cities, Chicago Zanies, coming back, all these places, that's in the winter.
Nice.
So it's all, these are what the cities I wanted. No more bullshit, Alex. Mm-hmm. Picking the cities I want, and that's how we're going to do it. All right. What else? Anything else?
I mean, we were like, going to do best cities for coffee.
Oh, shit.
We tangented.
How the fuck did I start? I was already, oh, my God. How did I, my mind is not working
And I
today.
Looked it up. It was Colby was the best cheese for melting.
That's what it was. Yeah. Colby. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, everybody. These are the 50 best coffee cities in the USA.
Okay.
The 50 best. I don't know if we're going to do all 50, but... it is interesting to see the price, the average price of a cappuccino in the city. So they not only tell you the best city, they tell you the average price of the coffee.
Of a cappuccino.
What do you think? Now, I'm a coffee guy. I didn't used to be. I was a very late in life coffee drinker. I didn't start drinking coffee till I used to have to be up in the morning to like do writing on TV and stuff. And I started, became like a thing.
Yeah. It's good for the ritual.
Yeah, it's a ritual. And then when you're on the road, you get to go to these cool every city's got like cool coffee house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to go to those, and they make a little design on the top of your foam, you know. It's cute, fun. I love it all.
Yeah.
And they take the burlap bags that the coffee beans come in, and they'll put them in a frame and put them on. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a cool spot.
Yeah.
Cool, fun name.
You got like romance, butcher block counters.
Yeah, romancing the bean or fun names, you know. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, what do you think would be number one?
I think number one is
now you got to think about the country and where, you know, and coffee.
Yeah.
And you might have it.
I think Pacific Northwest is going to be
one
of the two.
You're onto something.
I think it's almost funny that I think it'll be Portland, but Seattle's the home of Starbucks, which isn't the greatest coffee.
Alex, stop there.
Okay.
You've already gotten it.
Okay.
Number one is Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Portland, Oregon, number one best coffee city in America.
Yeah.
What do you think an average price of a cappuccino goes for in Portland, Oregon?
$7.50.
$5.16.
Not bad.
Yeah,
okay.
Not bad. San Jose, California, second. You probably wouldn't have guessed that. San Diego, California, third. All West Coast at this point.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I guess I would consider West-ish.
Yeah.
Denver, Colorado.
Oh, yep.
My mom's hometown. Jerry Frangiola's hometown.
Mm, good coffee shops there, too.
San Francisco, California. Sure. Why not? Okay, now we're getting in. Now we're first East Coast place. Was just there. Did it. Loved it. The good people. The roads. I've never seen anything more awful in my entire life than the roads in Rhode Island.
Okay.
And the name of the city. Shitty Rhode Island. But Providence, Rhode Island, number six.
Okay.
You know how much? And the cheapest. $4.39 for a cappuccino in Rhode Island. And after that, Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, where you get an $18 Big Mac.
You can get
meal.
$18. Well, Hartford, Connecticut is, I don't know about that place at all. I think I've been there. I mean, I think I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a funny bone. They say it's in Hartford, but it's not really in Hartford. So I can't speak for Hartford, but I'm going to say right now, not great. The city I love.
But you are doing Stamford, Connecticut again soon.
Stamford, Connecticut. I'm doing the New York Comedy Club, Stamford, Connecticut.
Beautiful.
And you better get your tickets because I'm not kidding you. This club has harassed me to no end about, and it's selling well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you guys, the last time we did it was so much fun. We had a great time. So we're doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
So come out. It's on frangiola.fun. Everything. Rooster Tea Feathers. It's on frangiola.fun. Where's that? Pleasantville?
Pleasanton
or something. Pleasanton, California.
Down
up
in,
there, you
in
know.
Number Silicon
eight.
Valley.
One of my favorite cities, number eight. One of my favorite cities. I absolutely love it. And I'll be there too. Coming outside of Boston to Off Cabot Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Off Cabot Comedy Club. Outside of Boston. A cute little area.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. That's number eight. What do you think of 527? Oh, number nine in the top 10.
Okay.
Your hometown, ooh. Alex, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Of course.
Your hometown and a very high $5.57 for a cappuccino.
I believe that, yes.
Las Vegas, Nevada coming in. And number 10, of course, Seattle. Number 10.
Okay.
$6.30. Very high. That's the highest one. $6.37. That's even higher than New York. New York comes in at number 14. Austin, Texas, number 13. You want to hear some more? How about Milwaukee, Wisconsin? Good people.
Yeah.
Love them over in Milwaukee.
Kind of place you need a hot cup.
Number 18, Philadelphia. We'll be there in a couple of weeks.
2 weeks?
Drinking cappuccinos. Number 21, $4.76. The Trank. You can get a Trank cappuccino in Philadelphia. The Trank capital of the world.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote me, a warning. I love when people write me the warnings of say, Chris, here's what you need to know about the place you're performing. Mm-hmm. It's in an area that we don't often come to. I've played it before. I've been doing this shit a long time. I know every city in America.
Yeah.
I know the goods, the bads, where to go, when to go, how to go.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it. I've been there. I've seen your shit. I've seen your good. I've seen your bad. And I know how to maneuver. They're like, you can't walk around. Do you think I walk around in these cities like, you know, with my wallet hanging out of my pocket and gold watches on? Like, what am I, a fucking moron? it's nice for people to concern themselves, but, you know, and also it's like people, and I look at the picture of the person who's warning me, and it's obviously some scared 60-year-old white woman who never leaves her, you know, suburban house. Like, stay away from that area. Mm-hmm. They got Trank. And they have the migrants will turn your children trans just by looking at them. What? Yes, they turn your children trans, the migrants, just by staring in their direction. Oh, okay. I didn't know. Yeah, but anyway, but it was nice of them. But we are coming to Philadelphia. Another city that I just can't get enough of. I mean, I have more. Every time I go, I have more and more fun. Fucking Nashville, Tennessee.
Ooh, yeah.
I know it's not, it's for tourists, Broadway and that dumb, you know, all those dumb bars.
Mm-hmm.
Man, my last time there, I went in the daytime, Alex. I'm on a rooftop drinking Bud Lights in the daytime on rooftop of shitty Jimmy Fuck Fucks or mm-hmm. whatever. Some country guy, you know, yeah. His bar.
Okay.
You know,
Jason Aldean, you know, I think, got
yeah,
one.
Who, they all
Kid
got
Rock's
Kid
got
Rock.
One?
Kid Rock's is really good.
That's packed. Three packed. Stories. Of
fuck. I was there every night, yeah. Alex. You don't got to tell me. I was there every night. Los Angeles comes in at 26. We're 26.
We're
fine here. 542. Okay. Seattle's still the highest. Okay. Seattle's the highest at 6-something. All right. And you want to hear the 50th? Houston, Texas. You're 50th.
Yeah.
Your 50th city. 15 best coffee cities in America.
Can I get the bottom five? I'm just curious. Is it all the South or?
The bottom five? The bottom of 50. I'll give you the bottom five. Pretty much. I mean, we were just in one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We were just there. Oh, no. We're close enough. We were down Dallas, Texas. We were in Fort Worth. But we'll be in Dallas coming up real soon.
Mm-hmm.
San Antonio, Texas. Atlanta, Georgia. Be there. Coming there, too, everybody. Punchline. Love that. Good city, too. Good people. Memphis. Oh, dear Memphis. Memphis, I'm not going to blame you. Ooh, Miami. You know, I'm coming like relatively close to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about my Florida swing.
Dania Beach. It's the summer.
Dania Beach one night and Tampa the other. Tampa's already sold like 120 tickets. So if you guys didn't get your Tampa side splitters, 6 p.m. Saturday night. You know who comes on at 8 p.m.? Greg Fitzsimmons.
Ooh.
And I haven't seen Fitzsimmons. We used to do Chelsea Lately a lot together, and I haven't seen him in forever. So we'll probably cross paths like we did with Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting to get to see Fitzsimmons. And then we're at 6. I love it. Here's what we do. Tampa side splitters. Do our show at 6. You guys know the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to that bar.
Irish pub.
Within the fucking place. In the mall. The
right
little
there.
Shopping center. It's right next door. It's a great Irish pub.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit there and I have a blast. I drink Guinness and shots and I fucking have some fun. I can't wait. Excited. Love it. Love that area. Love you, Florida fucks. All right. What more can we do? Did we do everything we need to do here?
We did it.
I feel like we've done everything we need to do.
Yep.
I don't feel we gave enough celebrity news. I mean, there's just so much Taylor Swift and the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm excited about the Super Bowl. It's all going to be, it's fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day. We got all this stuff coming up. We got a lot to talk about Valentine's Day. We got some stuff to talk about on our 300th episode. We'll discuss some stuff about the Super Bowl.
Mm.
I think it's that. But I got my daughter's in the house. I got her sitting in there in front of TV watching.
Melting her brain.
Yeah, I believe it enhances her brain. I really do. I know that people say it melts it, but I don't think so. All right. We'll be better on Thursday. Oh, here's the first look at all the Super Bowl commercials. I'm just scrolling through things. Hailey Bieber's getting ready for Valentine's Day in a romantic nighty. Oh, hold on. I just got to look at this. What is she doing? Oh, she's, I'll tell you this, Hailey Bieber's good looking.
Mm-hmm.
That Justin Bieber, I mean, what's his deal? Is he, he's got to be, this, I, this
didn't
is
we
gonna,
hear recently
this
they
isn't
going to
last,
rocks?
Right? Yeah, yeah. She needs to go and get herself. I'm not saying that he's not a real man, but I feel like it's time for her to go, you know, maybe get like a Travis Kelce type or something, you know? So then she goes to she's not an actress, right? Does she do anything outside of, you know, having a supple skin?
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know.
She did one or two movies, so she's an actress.
I don't even think she did any movies. I really don't, unless I'm wrong, but I don't think that's her thing. All right, everybody. What do we got to get out of here on it? Fun? Something fun?
Yeah.
Something.
I looked up Coffee House. Coffee House is a, you know, there's a serious coffee house. There's
Coffee House, like the playlist. I love it. Yeah. I love a coffee house playlist.
And there's some on there that are good, but this one is, I think, the most cover-to-cover coffee house mix.
Ooh.
A little bit of Van Morrison.
Okay.
Into the Mystic.
Into the Mystic. Good song.
Yeah.
I mean, Van Morrison's not my, you know, I know people love him.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you want Brandi Carlile?
No, I'll take this.
All right.
It's a nice song.
I mean, a lot of them are real depressing acoustic.
This is a nice song. Also younger than the sun. This, I'd like to be sitting with, you know, with my, where, what's number one? Portland. I don't mind that city. I've had a good time there. That's where the girl had to get some crazy drunk girl a car.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to take the podcast down because she said her rich boyfriend was going to be mad or something.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who her boyfriend is?
He's apparently building a hotel in downtown Portland.
Oh.
That's all I got out of it before she like vomited on the floor. Oh. I mean, a woman would have been murdered if I had just left her in the streets of Portland.
Yeah.
But what a decent person. Gave her my lift.
Affected your rating.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that, Alex. That, and it cost me like $27.50.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even more. $47.50.
And didn't you get a call like an hour later from the driver?
God. Yeah, oh yeah. She won't get out of my car. I was like, I don't know who that is. Like, I felt so bad. Oh my God. I blocked that out. Thank you for reminding me, Alex. Oh, what a nightmare. Thank you for everybody who sent us things. That was very sweet of you. We love it. P.O. Box. People are like, that P.O. Box is going to be, I'm going to rue the day I got that P.O. Box. But I had to because we're a big business now, Alex.
Yeah.
All right.
Rest in peace, Toby Keith.
Toby Keith sad. So, see, you know, I saw a lot of people posting about it. Sammy Hagar, I guess, was very good friends with him. And he said he just... It's just overwrought with the whole thing. They were apparently really tight.
Mm-hmm.
And they strike me as the type of guys who'd hang out. You know, probably fun time hanging out with Sammy Hagar.
They're both Mexico guys.
Yeah, but Sammy Hagar and tequila. And mm-hmm. I bet it's fun.
Yeah.
All right. Gotta go. Bye-bye. FranJola.fun live dates. This weekend, we'll be in Louisville and Lexington. The state of Kentucky, the good state of Kentucky.
The Commonwealth of Kentucky.
The Commonwealth of Kentucky. We will be there doing all the Kentucky. Let us know the streets we can walk down, people, because we need to be warned. A 57-year-old man who needs people to tell me
where
I can walk and where I can't walk. I got it. Okay. Bye-bye.